Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
All right, guys. So look, if you're trying to reach a larger audience, we need you guys to advertise with Rants and Gems.
We are the number one real estate podcast out here, and we have an amazing audience of people that would love to service and work with your businesses.
Absolutely. So we need you guys to email Jordana@rantsandgems.com. She's going to handle everything. We're going to make sure that your ads and your business get seen to the world. So email Jordana@rantsandgems.com.
Let's go.
How to buy a home without your own money. This is today's episode of Rants and Gems. This is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And I'm Kiana Watson, license number 317576, broker extraordinaire. Buying a home with no money out of pocket. This is going to be an interesting episode.
Very interesting. But as I sip this water, Kiana, I was just thinking to the good old days when we used to have wine. We need to bring the wine back.
Health is wealth right now. You know, we're focused. We're in 2023. You know, we're doing away with some more of the wine and bringing in more of the water. I like where we headed. I like what we got going on right now.
The queen has spoken. No wine for Rants and Gems until further notice.
Exactly. Right? Until we do the Rants and Gem experience in person, then we'll have bottles, more bottles in my MG voice.
More bottles, Rants and Gems experience coming soon. Stay tuned for that. Welcome to the show, y'all. Drop some gems in the comments if you're rocking with Rants and Gems. Don't forget to go pick up the books. You know, you got Clear to Close. Let me go put this up here real quick. And then you got the Real Estate Investors Manifesto. Go to the websites. Tell me your website, Kiana.
Go to cleartoclosethebook.com. That's how you're going to be able to get my book, Clear to Close. It is an amazing book, incredible feedback. It's going to really talk about my life and how you can be an amazing business owner and truly overcome any obstacles that come your way so you can develop into the person that God wants you to be to receive the blessings that are waiting for you on the other end.
Absolutely. Go to mgbookstore.com to pick up all the latest and greatest books from MG. Now, today's topic, we're talking about how to buy a home in 2023 with no money out of pocket. I'm pretty sure you get this question all the time because I damn sure do. People, I guess they just don't want to spend their own money. They want to use OPM to buy real estate, which is hell. I'm all for that. I'm not for you to be broke, though. Let's not get it twisted. Don't be broke in trying to buy real estate, right? You still got to have some money, even if you don't use your own.
I agree. And I feel like when you're looking at these different programs, it's important that we still think, keep in mind that most people are first generational homeowners, and they may need some money out of pocket. They may need some people, someone to help them. So if the government is offering money, if there are programs out there for them to take advantage of so they can stop renting and become homeowners, it's our duty to inform these people of those programs and see if they can utilize them, because we're home ownership advocates, right?
Absolutely. This is part of the This is definitely part of the game. So let's speak about this from the residential space, right? We'll talk about from the residential space, and we'll talk how you investors can buy property with no money out of your pocket as well. So first things first, apply for a zero down payment loan. Now you have two options really in the marketplace that you can do a true 100% financing loan. Well, you really have three, because you have NACA, which is 100% financing. Yes. You have USDA loans, which is 100% financing, and you also have VA loans, which gives you 100% financing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before you even start in the comments asking about can you use this to buy investment properties, no, you cannot. Before you ask, can you use this in your LLC, no, you cannot. This is, can you use these programs to buy multifamily properties that you intend on living in there? Yes, you can. But you cannot put it in your LLC, and you have to live there. But these are three great loan products and options that are available on the market where you can have no money out of your pocket for your down payment, so you can get 100% financing.
And I also want to mention that there are certain lenders and mortgage servicers that can offer 100% financing programs in grants. So I think it's also important that beyond those typical programs, we know VA, we know USDA, and we also are very familiar with the NACA program. You could be a regular buyer and take advantage of a 100% financing program if you connect yourself to the right lending company that offers it. So there are more options, more and more options that are coming to the market. I'm seeing them come in, and I feel like that's really the government and all these other programs trying to fight against, you know, the higher interest rates that are happening in the market to bring some reprieve to the home buyers and say, okay, we're going to give you an option to buy this house with no money down, which is a really a win-win for them.
No, absolutely. And all those programs that we just mentioned, USDA, VA, and NACA all have pretty low interest rates. NACA will give you probably the lowest interest rate out of all three because it's well below marketplace. But VA, obviously, you have to be military or veteran, active duty, or what do you call it? Like retired.
Retired
military to qualify. And USDA, you have to live in or purchase a property that's in a rural area, which we did a great episode with the Acre Boys. Shout out to them a couple weeks ago. Make sure you guys check the playlist and watch that if you want to learn about land and rural areas. They really broke it down. But you can use USDA loans for that. Now, every loan product is going to have its own guidelines, its own restriction. This episode is not really about breaking down guidelines and everything like that, guys. It's more about just giving you the resources, and you can go Google your life away and learn more about.
But you know, they don't necessarily have to Google, because we are a resource. So we need to put the links below. We had an entire episode with Maya Slay that talked about USDA financing. Yep. And she had an incredible episode. We had an entire episode when it came to NACA with your girl
in New York. With Nadera, yes. And with I got Andre Renaissance.
Exactly.
125.
So we are the resource. Don't go to Google. Go watch our previous episode.
You know what,
episodes.
Queen? I stand corrected. You are 1,000% right. You know what? I'm so used to saying go Google your life away, but I keep forgetting we're going on 2 years of this program. And we spoke about so many different loan options. You're 100% right. Tooks, we got to make sure we got the links in the description. Matter of fact, put some cards there if you can to those three episodes that break down the NACA program in detail, USDA loans in detail, and the land and how to buy in rural areas. So, yeah, we are the resource. 1,000% correct.
Absolutely. It's Rants and Gems. Y'all drop gems in the comments. Okay, drop some gems in the comments for us.
Please,
appreciate
we love that.
That. Please and thank you. So I think that we want to talk about, you know, when you're thinking about, I want to buy a house with no money out of pocket, the biggest thing that you're going to need is strategy, right? You know, and having the right strategy to come into these programs is going to be really important. So we're not going to talk about qualifying factors. Just think about the strategy, right? Buying a home with no money out of pocket, one, you need to apply for the loan. Some of them are going to be called down payment assistance programs. You know, I think sometimes people are so prideful, like, I don't want to hear the word down payment assistance. It's a first-time homebuyer program. It's assisting you with the down payment. It's okay. As long as you apply for it and you meet the minimum criteria and you are approved, I would highly suggest you use this to actually purchase a home, right? So you can do the down payment assistance, go that route. And I can tell you, I hate to speak for every state, but for the state of Georgia, we have a down payment resource link that you could actually click the link on and find out just preliminarily what information you can qualify for, and what different programs you could qualify for based on that very light criteria, and then get connected to a lender that offers it. So I think the first stop I'm going to always tell you guys is start with a great real estate professional that has taken the time to educate themselves on your market and the programs that are available to you, so you can be in a great place. Because sometimes people don't qualify for small things, right? Your paperwork may not be right. You don't know what you don't know. But if you come in with a strategy and you submit truthful and honest information, but it's organized, then you'll be pre-approved for some of these programs. So that's one thing I want to make sure we focus on, is having the right strategy when you go to apply for this program. All of them. You know, they require such detailed paperwork. I've done a USDA loan. I've done quite a few of them, and they require so much more detail and so much more paperwork than a traditional loan, because you're getting money for free. So make sure that you come into this with a strategy and a plan, and that you organize all your paperwork and prepare for that. Any other tips you want to give them, Matt?
So I will say hiring the right team is very important. To piggyback off of what you were saying, not all realtors and not all loan officers are built alike. Just because someone is a licensed professional doesn't mean they really truly understand these type of strategies. So you have to ensure that you, the best tip I can give you is that you, the buyer, are well informed on as much as possible. So that way when you're interviewing who could be that said realtor, that's going to be a part of your team, or the loan officer who's going to be a part of your team, that they're well-versed in that subject. Because if they're not, you're going to be spinning your wheels, and then you're going to have a terrible process. And I think that's what, when people go through the home buying process, they get discouraged and things of that nature, is because they don't have the right team members with them. So that's number one. Number two, how to find these down payment assistant programs in your local area. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. So there's a website. You can go to actually HUD, right? And we'll put the link. We'll put that link in the description as well, how to find grants. And you can go, all down payment assistance programs in your county. You can go to HUD.gov and then put in grants. Or you could just type in grants on Google, and then HUD link will come up. But we'll make it easy for you. And you can search every single state, and then all the cities, and then it'll bring you to what programs are available and the contact information for those programs as well. So, you know, find the resources, because there's a lot of programs out there that a lot of you guys in our audience could possibly qualify for, but you're leaving this money on the table because no one's informing you or educating you on these programs. Yes, some of these programs you might go through a little pain. You might have to go through a little bit of a process and more paperwork, but you got to think about the finish line. You're going to be able to buy a home with no money out of your pocket, essentially, right? So that's a tip. Now, Kiana, I want to ask you, from a realtor's perspective, now I need you to put your broker hat on, not your podcaster hat on, right? When a buyer is looking to make offers and get offers accepted with this no money out of pocket or no money down strategy, because sellers don't really want to hear this sometimes. They still have to put down a good faith deposit, right, on contract to tie in the deal. So I don't want to get people thinking you're not going to spend no money. You will have to spend some money, right? But what is the best strategies that you think folks can go out there to make offers and get accepted in 2023 with using these type of programs?
I think the first thing they want to determine is the criteria of those programs and the timelines that come with those programs, right? So typically on any purchase and sale agreement, there is going to be certain contingencies. Those are going to include, one, your closing date. How soon can they close on these loans? And what is the average closing time in your state and what is above average, right? Secondly, you want to determine the financing contingency. Most of the contracts will have a contingency for financing. You need to have as short of a time period as possible when you have contingencies and you're competing against multiple offers, right? And then your appraisal contingency. So what is an appraisal contingency? That is the time period for the lender to order the appraisal, get it back, and make sure the home is at value. The shorter the contingency, the better for the seller. So when you're looking for these programs, I think that you're at least competitive a little bit, because when you look at the financing contingency, you have to disclose what you're putting down. So it could be 100% financing on that form, or it could say you're putting 30% down and you're only financing 70%. So when I'm representing a seller, if I got two offers and one says 100% financing and one says 70% financing, we are going to look to the 70% financing one because that tells us that they have enough money saved to cover the purchase. However, let's say you're in a state where there's not multiple offer situations and you put together a strong offer. If you're going to do 100% financing, have more strength in your deposit. Some states do earnest money. Some states do option money, depending on your state, but put more money down, because then you can always have your realtor explain in the email, my client has the money. We're going to give you $15,000 in earnest money. We're just using this program because it's available to them, and why not allow them to save money? So that way you're explaining without explaining, hey, my clients do have enough money to close, but so we're going to give you this earnest money because earnest money is refundable at the close of the deal. So if you give $15,000, $20,000 in earnest money and then you close on time, you will get a credit for that money at the closing table if you use 100% financing. So you're still not out of any money, but you're showing the strength of your offer. You know, there are some programs that are not as favorable because they take really long to close, like 45, 60 days. But again, that's me speaking from the state of Georgia. These people in Atlanta want to close in 21 days. Like, we're insane in our market, and our dates are real dates. Me and Matt talk about this all the time. It is not a proposed date. Close on this date. If not, you get one more time. And after that, the seller will keep your money and move on. So it's a different, but so know the laws of your state and consult with a real estate professional to protect your money, but also structure your offer so you can be the most attractive even while using these programs.
1,000% agree. You got to know what state you're in, because in Georgia, let me tell you, Georgia will give you anxiety. Like, they don't play around. They want to close. So your lender better be on point. If your lender ain't on point, and especially if you use these programs, yo, you're going to have a lot of anxiety. See, New York is an on or about state. So if the closing date is February 1st, you really have up until March 1st without even asking for an extension.
That is insane. I could not work there.
I love it. You're not stressed. It's beautiful, right? But I do like my date is this, we got to close, right? Because from my perspective, from a loan officer perspective, we know, all right, we're going to have 10, 20 closings this month because the contract says so, right? In New York, it's kind of like, oh, who knows? This might close April 1st. Who knows?
I'm laughing because part of me wishes and the other part of me like, nah, but we do have real timelines. And I think that's something that when you're looking to hire someone to represent you, you need to make sure they understand how that looks in your market so they can advocate for you and connect you to the lenders and make sure you keep up with those timelines. But those are the only drawbacks with 100% financing or, you know, these no money out of pocket programs is sometimes they take way too long to close, which makes you less competitive. So find someone that can execute on these programs within a 30-day mark. If you're in states that actually have real closing dates, then you will have no problem getting your offers accepted.
Absolutely 100% agree. And now when it comes, because now we're talking about down payments and things of that nature, but we're going to have closing costs, right? So
yeah.
Now, with closing costs, there's two really routes on a residential end that you can go. Lender credits and seller's concessions. So lender credits, guys, is basically when a lender is giving you a credit that can be used to pay down your closing costs. Now, in order for you to receive this lender credit, the lender will have to sell you a much higher interest rate than what the market is. So, for example, let's just say you're buying a house, you're using, you know, FHA, you got down payment assistance, so that 3.5% is coming from the down payment assistance, and now you got this closing cost that's up there, right? And closing costs, let's just call it 5%. So a lender in most cases will probably max out and give you a 2-point lender credit. But let's just say if that FHA rate today is 5.5% for your scenario, your rate might be 6.5% to 7% because of that lender credit that the lender is giving you. So you also have to look at what's the difference in your mortgage payment between your 5.5% and your 6.5% or 7% interest rate to see, does it really make sense for me to pay $300, $400, $500 more to save 2% in closing fees in my pocket? In some cases, it might, right? It might make sense, but in some cases, it might not. So you definitely want to do the math, because I think too many times people get caught up. Well, I got this rate, I don't have the money in my pocket, but if you have the money, why not spend it? So that way you can pay a cheaper payment at the end of the day.
And you know what? To piggyback off of that, a lot of these programs too also have like guidelines where you can't sell the home within a certain time period. Or if you do sell the home within a certain time period, you have to pay them back some of that money. Or I've even seen certain wording that says you have to pay them a percentage of the profits that you make from the sale if you use specific programs to purchase your home. So make sure that you are very clear about what you're signing up for, because that is a caveat that I've seen. I haven't seen that with USDA financing or VA financing. I'm not sure about NACA, but I've heard that there is some type of something in those guidelines when it's time for you to resell the property. And in our state, I've seen it firsthand with the Georgia Dream and with Fulton County Down. Certain programs I can think of at the top of my head, they will require you to, when you sell, you owe them a percentage of those proceeds. So
if you sell within a certain percentage of time.
Yes, exactly. So,
yeah, so make sure I think you if you sell like within 5 years with NACA, you got to pay them back like $20,000 or 4% or some
numbers like that.
Yeah,
they want
like
the
that.
Money, you know, yeah. So I feel like when you look into these programs, especially if you know you're going to stay for 7 years, then at least know what you're walking into. But if you think that you're going to try to get the house, put no money down and flip it in 2 years, you're probably going to owe them money. And make sure you calculate that risk and be strategic about that before you jump into it.
No, totally agree, man. Read your paperwork. Understand please what you're getting yourself into. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier. You got to do your full due diligence. You have to know as much, because sometimes you could be speaking to loan people or these counselors and they might not know.
Yeah.
Or they might not bring it up.
They're right? probably so, not going to bring it up because they're just trying to say, listen, let me get you on through here. Let me get you approved. You have to ask the right questions. Like, okay, worst case scenario, let's say I need to sell in a year. What is going to be anything that could work against me? Like, what would be the penalties? So you are fully aware of the penalties. You're walking in with your eyes wide open, but you also can make informed decisions on if you want to use these programs or not. I do think that when you're thinking of, you know, also like you're kind of refinancing the entire amount. So I want you guys to get your mind ready for this. The more money you put down, the lower your monthly payment. The least amount of money you put down, the higher your monthly payment. So you're going to exchange a lower monthly payment by bulking in and financing in the entire amount of the loan instead of financing a percentage of the loan. So as long as you're also fully aware of that, and I want to just tell you guys, I'm currently dealing with the situation right now where a lender did not provide a good faith estimate when we asked for it at the beginning of a transaction. Now we're 10 days into it and they're getting final numbers. They don't like the numbers. As a real estate professional, I told this person, go with someone else. But they chose who they chose. I will was just a realtor. I did my job. Stop laughing, Matt. I did my job.
You got to listen to your people.
So now we're 10 days in, and now we want to make changes. And we, unlike New York, we have a real closing date. The house had multiple offers. They got somebody waiting to scoop in right now. And now we're suddenly seeing all these numbers. If you are, I don't care who you're working with, when you're working with a lender, tell them to send you a GFE at the beginning, because they can. They can send you a GFE, which is a good faith estimate, which will estimate your out-of-pocket expenses and your monthly payment. Your rate may float a little bit, but you should not see what your monthly payment and your out-of-pocket expenses are 10 days before closing, because now you're not prepared. And if you choose a real estate professional and you choose a different lender that they recommended, those are the consequences of doing that. So I just wanted to kind of be clear, because I am currently in the middle of that. And Matt is laughing because he gave us a second opinion.
I was the first choice in this scenario.
But we got to figure it out now. Now we have to figure it out. So always, always, always require your lenders, because what it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It just takes them a little extra work. And most people are used to doing less work. They can show you those numbers up front because you need to know. And compare. If you're using 100% financing, compare. What would it look like if I put 5% down? What does that monthly payment look like for me? And what does it look like if I do 100% financing with no out-of-pocket expenses? What does that monthly payment look like for me? And when you compare them both, figure out what's most important to you, the monthly payment or the money that you put down. And then move forward and make an informed decision from there. This concludes my TED Talk.
Look, I like this TED Talk. I like the way you're going, because I'm a chime in on this one, baby. First of all, let me tell y'all something, right? What Kiana just said is 1,000% facts. I don't care what down payment options you're using or whatever the case may be. You got to know your stuff. Yo, you can't be emotional when you're buying real estate. That's rule number one. I don't care if you're buying a primary residence. I don't care if you buy an investment property. You are the CEO. You are responsible for the mortgage payment. I don't care who is on your side and on your corner persuading you to do things and you listen to them. And if you listen to them, it's on you, right? Because ultimately, you have to be the boss of your business. And this conversation was had, so I'm going to say it here too, because I had the same conversation. So I'm not talking about nobody behind their back, nothing. You got to be the boss, man. Like, this is your investment. You're paying for it. I don't care who's on your team, in your family, friends, because sometimes, and this is not the first time things like this happen. This happens all the time, where people listen to their parents, they listen to their Uncle Joe, they listen to their coworkers, instead of listening to the real estate professionals who do this every single day and know exactly how it's going to play out. But you guys, as the home buyers and investors, you choose to listen to the people you trust more than the people you think you can't trust, when you actually can trust us because you hired us.
That's right? The point. You hired us.
You hired us for a reason.
And we've done, see, it's a big difference between someone that has bought and sold two or three houses and someone that's representing clients and are selling 50, 60 houses a year. It's completely different because we have a different outlook because we're looking at it as a business. We're not emotional. I don't need a person to be friendly as long as they can get the job done, be respectful. Sometimes we're taking that, oh, someone's friendly. They spoke to me friendly. And then you get the number and you're like, oh, this is not a friendly number. Well, you didn't worry about the number. You wanted someone that was going to sit on the phone with you for 2 and 3 hours. And now you're stuck. And you could possibly get stuck. So I just wanted to warn you all, get a GFE, compare. Is you're not going to ever get both. The only program that I feel like you will get both is NACA. And NACA is a great program, but it can become a unicorn in specific states that have multiple offer situations. Atlanta is one of those states. We were just voted number one, CNN, the number one up in the stuck baby city. And y'all get tired of me saying that.
They hate when you say that.
Can I say something real quick? Can I speak freely?
Talk your thing, queen. Talk your queen.
I just feel like a lot of y'all just don't like the fact that Atlanta is really up and stuck. And you are trying to find ways to poke holes in my theory. You've been doing this for the last 2 years and it still has not happened. When are you going to trust the data? You ain't got to trust me. When are you going to trust the data? I don't care where you live. You come to Atlanta, it's up and it's stuck. We got multiple offers. Deals getting closed every day. Prices are up. The city is thriving. And I just wanted to say that for my naysayers that keep saying, oh, it's about to crash. Crash where? CNN made this article. We'll put the link below. Drop a gem in the comment.
Yo, the queen has spoken, y'all. Don't play with her. And look, y'all need to start listening to us because we've been telling y'all since Rants and Gems came out 2 years ago, it was up and stuck. Y'all not following the data. Homes are nationwide appreciated still in 2022. Last time I checked, it was up 10%+ nationwide. And in places like Atlanta, 15%+, Miami, I think 18%+.
Ooh,
right?
Let's not talk about Miami.
Appreciation is still appreciation. At the end of the day, whether it's 3%, 5%, 10%, 50%, it's appreciation. So I agree with the queen 110% of what she just said. And, you know, to go back to this second opinion thing, I 1,000% agree. Two things you guys need to do. Listen to your professionals. Get second opinions from other professionals. And compare the numbers. You should never not know what you're getting yourself into. You're signing contracts. You should have your numbers. You should have things in writing. You should know this before you say, I'm going to hire you. Who cares if they will spend hours with you on the phone or your people use them in the past? You're not your people. You're not Correct. Your coworkers. You're a different individual. And a lot of these people will tell you, well, I know I'm not the cheapest price, But I'll hold your hand during the whole process. I'm not the cheapest or the most expensive, but I will hold your hand during the process. That is typical salesman bullshit. Like, no, get me a deal, man. Like, we need deals in 2023. Look, people,
I agree.
We need deals. The world is yours right now. And if you're not getting deals, then what are you doing?
I will have to agree. And I feel like we're going to focus back on our first, on our buyers getting, buying a house with no money out of pocket. Just know the caveats to it, because there are going to be two: higher monthly payments, and there could be some restrictions on how soon you can sell the property, and some penalties in place that will cost you money if you sell before those timelines. But when I'm thinking about how great that is, you know, think about the average down payment you're putting on a house. You're saving thousands of dollars by exploring these different options and looking into no money out of pocket programs. And you can also get you a really badass realtor to represent your best interest and negotiate some seller's concessions for you so that can help cover your closing costs and use 100% financing. You can layer both of those and really come out on top if you're patient, if you are realistic about what's going on in your market, realistic about the properties that you can pursue. Not the best properties on the market, baby. Not the one with 100 offers. Let's focus on something else. Let's focus on, you know, a property, adjacent property. You know, if you do that, you will find much success in using these programs and getting you a home. And our goal here is to advocate for home ownership. So how get it by any means necessary.
Absolutely. Now let's talk to the investors, right? Because people are always, I had a conversation this morning with one of my boys, and he's looking to buy investment properties. And he was like, yo, Matt, there's no 100% options in investment properties. Are there any 10% options in investment properties? No, there's not, right? You got to have more skin in the game. 15% down if it's single families, 20 to 25% for multifamilies, right? But what you can do on the investor side, which is a little bit different from the residential, primary residence world, is you can raise money, right?
Yes.
There's always, I know you guys heard of crowdfunding, syndications, you can do joint venture deals with people, stuff like that. There are many different ways where you can put together what's called a capital stack. Now, capital stack is just basically money from different sources, right? The bank is always going to be the largest source of that capital stack. Depending on the project, like I just said, it could be 75% from the bank, 85% for the bank if it's a single family. If you're talking buildings, 10 units, 20 units, it's definitely going to probably be more like 70 from the bank. But then that other money, that 25, 30% that you need for down payment, that's when you can go ahead and start raising money from other investors. You can take on partners. You know, and that's when you hear people say, hey, we buy money, we buy investment properties with other people's money or no money out of our pocket. That's basically what they're doing. They're putting together capital stacks. I've seen people get 70, 75% from the bank, get another 10% from the credit card, get another 10% from mom and dad, get another 5, 10% from this person, and then get another 10% from the closing from this person. And once you put it all together, ladies and gentlemen, you have a capital stack, and now you can go out here and close on a deal. Now, when you're doing those type of capital stacks, the lenders, and when you're buying investment properties in LLC names, they're not looking to source your money. They don't really care where you get the money from, right? Exactly. They just want to know that you can close, and you have this money to close. So, technically, can you buy investment properties with no money out of your pocket? Yes. But there's still a down payment requirement and a closing cost requirement. It just doesn't, that money just doesn't have to come from you.
And I think when you're doing capital stacks, just make sure you're very transparent about the returns. People want returns. You know, everybody wants passive income. What I recognize from my my journey to passive income freedom is to get passive income, you have to invest. And so if you understand, like, this is the returns, you're clear about organizing their money, timelines, and how the money is going to come back to them. You know, what's the interest rate right now on the savings? Like 2%, one, it's like really low.
Yeah, it's really
low. So if you're giving away 10% and 15% returns, and you have a timeline that's less than a year, that is actually really good and attractive to an investor. So just do your investors right, be transparent. Another note I want to give you guys is have monthly meetings with your investors and provide them with the details, like written details of where you are in the investment, how soon they can expect their investment to be returned, and where you are in the process of completing, whether it's a new construction or a flip, whatever it is. That was so important to the investors, and that will really make a big difference for you all.
100%. And I want to add on to that in the beginning before you even get to what Kiana just said. First, you need to know how to analyze deals, right?
Yes.
You need to know how to analyze a deal properly to even make sure it's a deal, to even make sure that you even have enough margin in there to pay back investors properly and you still make money. And if you don't know how to analyze these deals properly, please sit on the sidelines, learn the business. No, seriously, because people, this is strictly for live men and women, not for freshmen, because these people going to want their money rain, sleet, hail, snow. So if you ain't got it, man.
If you got the money, just say hell no.
Say hell no. Say hell no. Please. Because you don't.
It's really true.
You mess up the wrong person's money. Huh.
Let me tell you something. People are, you know, when it comes to money. Money does not. People
changes
do not
everything.
It changes everything. So I would make sure, again, make sure you're very clear about what you're doing with other people's money and keep a record of accounts. Because when you owe somebody money, you know the first thing they're doing? They're watching you. Oh, he got a new car.
Oh, he on vacation.
She went and got a new wig. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute. What they doing in Barcelona at Beyonce concert?
Exactly. Wait. You owe me money. You're like that, I'm telling you. And you'll lose investors to that transparency. And the way that you're diverse in the, like putting out those dividends is very important. So I think it's I think that doing capital stack, if we all do more capital stacking, we would actually go further together. It's just going to be that element of trust. And we all have to have the professionalism in place, the right mindset, and the right follow-up systems, which in my opinion is going to be spreadsheets, transparency, to keep people comfortable to continue to invest. Because some of that whole, I don't want to see a note. If you send me a note on a text message talking about this is how my rate of return look, give my money back. Give my money back now. That's when you know you're in the wrong deal. So you have to make sure you have clarity, you have systems, and you're operating in a professional manner to get people's money, keep their money, invest their money, and then give them their money back. And hopefully they come back to you and invest again in another project.
Absolutely. Strictly for live men and women, not for freshmen. I really hope you new people who are trying to invest don't go out there and start raising money. Please don't do it to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't do it to yourself. You don't need that type of anxiety, pressure. The market changes and moves. Like, you don't have the experience yet. And those of you who are looking to be investors and do JVs and, you know, shit like that, make sure you're vetting out the people that you're giving your money to.
Agreed. Right?
Because if you feel like they's going to scam you or something like that, or you get scammed in the future, you got to really ask yourself, did you really do your due diligence in the beginning before you gave them your money?
I agree. And probably not.
There's a lot of people behind the scenes that are getting scammed left and right.
Oh, yeah.
From investing into real estate deals and things of this nature, which we would never discuss that here on Rants and Gems, but we discussed this behind the scenes amongst each other. We'd be like, oh my God.
Like, let me tell you what happened.
But it's a lot of it going on.
And that's not even, and that's coming from, we just spoke on the people receiving the money, but those, let's just say you're gun ho and you have 20,000 or 25,000 and you're like, I want to invest this year. Be careful about who you choose to invest with. Do your own research, do your own due diligence, because the returns sound amazing. But like anything, you have to do your due diligence, you have to do your research. But I feel like for a lot of people that are looking to invest with no money out of pocket, if you do it right, it could turn into something absolutely incredible for you.
Nah, it's definitely can be incredible. You can make good returns. It's better than having the money sitting in the bank making nothing. And you're getting yourself in the game, right? Yeah. But just make sure you do it with the right people. Do your due diligence. And this is why you need to know a lot about real estate investing, formulas, things of that nature, how to really analyze deals. You can't take nobody's word. You have to know the stuff for yourself. So that way you can really vet out who you want to invest with and who you don't want to invest with. But
I agree.
We gave you guys a lot of good information in this episode. And we talk about this stuff kind of frequently on our personal channels and stuff like that, too. So make sure you guys are following Kiana Watson on all platforms. Her YouTube is relaunching, and she's going to give you guys so much information over there. Go over to my YouTube channel, MG The Mortgage Guy. Go to Kiana's Instagram. She's always on live dropping gems about various different things when it comes to business, real estate, even, you know, marriage and balance and everything like that. So make sure you guys are really following her and following me over there on Instagram, so that way you guys can stay educated with real information, not no fluff, not no BS. We ain't trying to sell you nothing at this moment. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not at this moment.
At this moment, you know, after this program, maybe we'll sell you a house or a mortgage, right? But right now, no, we're just here to give you the truth from our perspectives. And, you know, hopefully you guys listen, because the people who listen to us, Kiana, they save money.
Yes. And that's what it's about. If you listen, you will save money.
Yes.
Get these no money out of pocket programs. Learn about them. Learn how you can strategize and prepare yourself to execute them. Get in the game. Get you a house with no money out of pocket. Today's episode was absolutely phenomenal.
A lot of great information. If y'all got value from this episode, drop some gems in the comments. And make sure y'all go over to Rants and Gems on audio. We need our audio numbers to go back up. I was looking at that today, guys, and I said, wait a minute, hold on. These audio numbers are slipping right now. I don't like that.
Get us back up.
So y'all need to get us back in the top 50. I think we was ranked number 70 in investing category. We need to be back in our top 50, top 20. So make sure you guys
go. I got an idea.
What's the idea? Well, we talk about that offline.
It's a simple idea. They got to hear it right now.
I'll tell them.
If you enjoy Rants and Gems and you enjoy the information you're receiving, there is a reason why our audio is slipping. Make a comment right now. What do you want to hear from us? Because there's no Rants and Gems without you all. So we're dropping Rants and Gems. We're dropping the gems that we think are going to help you on your real estate journeys. What else do you want to know? Drop a comment right now. What do you want to hear from us so we can give you what you need? That's
great
how we
idea.
Get the
up. Great idea. Tell us what you want us to speak about. We'll bring it to you guys. We'll have Jordana in the comments, and we'll screenshot them, screen grab them. And hell, it might be in the next episode. You never know. So
never know.
We love y'all. We appreciate y'all nevertheless. And always thank you guys for supporting us and tapping in. And if you want to do business with us, please do not hesitate to do business with us. We are not just influencers. We are licensed real estate professionals. And our goal is to help you get to the closing table efficiently and not overpaying.
Absolutely.
Keyword, not overpaying.
Not overpaying. Let me tell you something. Matt just can't see. You know what? We'll talk offline. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Because you know why? Yo, I was dying laughing all day yesterday. And I'm like, yo, this is
not a funny situation.
It's not funny, but it's funny to me. Because people need to listen to me.
Yeah.
I don't stare nobody wrong. Never have, never will.
We're about to navigate a solution. We're in the middle of the navigation.
But it's, you know what? And I just want to be clear. It's not that I'm laughing at the situation. I'm laughing.
It's not
at
the situation. It's just the fact that it happens so often.
It happens so often.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It happens so often. It's like what they call deja vu. It's like I've seen this movie before. It happens all the time, and it's something that us as real estate professionals, when we tell people, "Hey, listen to us, please." And then they go against the grain, and then things go the way we telling them it will go if you don't. It's like, I don't get why people just don't listen to us.
I agree on that.
I just don't. Like, we've done this for a long time for a reason. We're successful at what we do for a reason.
I think it's just too much. It's information overload. It's so much information on the internet. Like, I can show you an example right now. I got a house under contract. I had like 4 offers. I announced we have multiple offers. I said it. We sent out the emails. Everybody stood by their offer. House under contract. I got a text message right now going with someone talking about they love the house. My client loved the house. So if they love the house, why didn't they put a full asking price offer or above asking price offer? Because they read on the internet that right now, because interest rates are up, that they should get a deal. I said, well, I'm sorry. The other person loved the house, placed an above asking price offer, and we're under contract. They've been texting me since yesterday. Apparently, they own a nail company and offered to do my nails for free for a week, for a year, on top of anything else to try to win this offer. The house is gone now, though. The house is gone. And I think that when it comes, that's where it comes to guidance. This person listened to the internet. Their agent obviously didn't steer them in the right direction. You cannot listen to the internet when it comes to individual housing that's happening in individual states and the individual demand of specific properties. What you do for an investment property, you can't do for a luxury property or first-time home buyer property. Keep that in mind.
I agree.
If someone says if the market is thriving and we're giving you the data, there's low inventory, there's high demand, you put in a low offer on a house that you love and you lose the offer, you lost the offer because you didn't follow the data. And a lot of you guys don't want to follow the data because it's information overload. You have to get in, you have to really focus on that micro market that you're operating in and get that data. That's it. I'll show you the text message. I'm gonna show it to you, Matt. It's hilarious.
Another one.
Another one. Another one. And it's like, what? And the agent, I said, well, why, if you're their agent and I told you I had multiple offers, why didn't you revise the offer? Why didn't you steer your client right? It just doesn't make sense to me. And I think it's because we are in an information overload stage and we're always thinking that's the part of being a good real estate representative for your person. If they love the house, you got to compete for it. This is not an investment property and this is not the market. The market is back, ladies and gentlematin Atlanta. I don't want to speak prematurely for other places, but the market is back.
Wakanda is doing what Wakanda does. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the queen's mouth, Wakanda is back. So tap in with us. All our platforms, all the information will be in the description of this video. This is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, the broker extraordinaire. Thank you so much for tuning in to another incredible episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save